Egypt's fading Jewish community has now receded even further. Carmen Weinstein, the leader of some 20 elderly women who make up the last of Cairo's once vibrant Jewish presence, was laid to rest Thursday. She was 82. Rabbi Mark Alfassi, a close friend, came from Paris to remember her and pay homage.
She gave her heart and soul. It was her son. It was her children, the association of the little Jewish community in Cairo.
Alfassi was among friends from home and abroad, including Israel's ambassador and Weinstein's successor as the community's president, Magda Haroun. They gathered at Cairo's Adli Street Synagogue. Mourners hailed Weinstein's dogged determination to preserve and protect.
She shouldered not simply the responsibility of these small number of Jews, but really the heritage that has been the legacy of Jews in Egypt, at its height some 80,000 people, and here in Cairo alone over 10 synagogues. So this had been really an enormous challenge, even burden, that she undertook.
Among her successes was pushing for the restoration of the Maimonides Synagogue, named after the great Jewish philosopher of the Middle Ages. She also helped save a portion of the Jewish cemetery of Bassatine, the only remaining Jewish cemetery in Cairo. But on the day she was buried there, the fortunes of a long-gone community are painfully clear. Graves are defaced for their marble, wild dogs move through the trash. Weinstein was one of the stubborn few Jews who stayed in Egypt. Many left starting in the 1950s as tensions grew between Egypt and the new Israeli state. By the 1967 Arab-Israeli War, very few were left. For returning Egyptian Jews, this moment was bittersweet. Roger Bilboul was a teenager when he left.
You can't really go back in time. And you have to accept that things have changed. And all you could do is ensure that the memory is preserved and that one will be going forward in terms of making sure that our descendants have a place where they can see where they came from.
As for the Egyptian Jews who remain, they hope their final days will be peaceful, even as the country has been seized by religious tension. Bilboul believes there is safety in small numbers.
It's not worth bothering about such a small, frail, old community.
A small community, but one whose legacy Carmen Weinstein ensured will endure. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.